Today's scripture lesson is from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. It's from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then Elijah prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, siblings all, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. God's word for God's people. God is still speaking.
I am not a marathon runner. Not even close. My favorite marathon bumper sticker is a simple white oval-shaped one with 0.0 printed right in the middle. Actually, I'm not a runner at all. Yet I know I am not the only one in this congregation, this small vital part of the body of the risen Christ, who feels like we are now entering a kind of sprint to the finish line of our marathon of many years of prayerful, thoughtful discernment regarding the future of our congregation. A thorough multi-year process led by our faithful future planning team with Christine, Linda Lee, and Diane at the helm culminated last November with our congregation's vote to seek one or more congregational partners with whom to consolidate for future ministry and mission. This past February, our Better Together team extended an invitation that was quickly accepted to begin consolidation conversations with our neighbors and friends at First Congregational Church in Milton. At our congregational meeting in June, we voted to enter into the negotiation phase of the consolidation process with First Congregational Church of Milton with a goal to declare in the late fall of 2024 an intent to consolidate. And throughout and within all of that self-assessment, all of that discussion, all of that prayer, all of that discernment, one word clearly and continually surfaces at the heart of who we understand ourselves to be, why we are here, and how we as church understand God's call in Christ on our lives today. That one word is community. Community, a collection of souls drawn together in the mystery of God and led by Christ. Community, so much of what we seek here. Community, so much of what we bring here. Community, so much of what we build here. Our community of faith is also who we believe we are and who we believe we are called to serve. The community that is church, the community that surrounds this building called East Church, 3 cheers for another amazing Crane Field block party, that's one way we serve our community. We serve the communities of Milton and Quincy beyond the corner of Granite Place and Adams Street in so many powerful ways. We also believe we are called to serve the community of all God's people, places, and planet, even as far as our hearts can reach. Community doesn't just happen. Community is created and nurtured. It is built and served through calling, commitment, and courage. Community built and served, created and nurtured by calling, commitment, and courage in Christ's name, finds folded inside the dynamic of commitment the added elements or seasoning of confession and prayer. In some way, shape, or form, each of us has been called here, maybe just today, maybe just a few weeks ago, maybe many, many, many years ago, but called here to this community of faith in this time and place by our God in Christ. Perhaps it was the voice of wisdom calling us here, or the beauty of creation, or the whisper of the Holy Spirit, or the extravagant love of another human being. It is no wonder we have the word mystery in our vision statement, for our callings are as varied as we are. Yet called here together, we become and create a community of the risen Christ. Commitment is what begins to move us from calling into community. I stand and sit and pray and walk and serve with you as I embody my commitment to this community of faith. You stand and sit and pray and walk and serve with one another and with me as you embody your commitment to this community of faith. You are here to be counted, not just in some simple tally of how many worshiped here today or this year. You are here to be counted upon, to share your talent and time and treasure by cooking, by accounting, by teaching, by singing, by leading, by praying, by facilitating, by knitting, by mentoring, by giving, by healing, by visiting, by accompanying, or any of an infinite number of other ways for building up the body of this community of, in, and for Christ. Within our commitment to Christian community, our confession takes at least two forms. We are here, even as the writer of the letter of James suggests, to confess our sins, not just to God, but to one another, so that we can pray for each other and be healed. We are here in all of our humanness, seeking the grace that makes it possible for us to become more fully human, even more fully the images of God we are created to be. And it is the power of prayer, given, received, spoken, heard, lived, and shared that can heal us, can connect us, and bring us back home to ourselves, to our communities, to our God. And we are also here to embody the confession of faith that is ours in a God who is love, who creates us in love, who redeems us in love, who sustains us in love, and who sends us out in love to build and serve community in Christ's name. And in and with and through it all, the callings, the commitments, the confessions and the prayers is courage. Courage, bravery, fearlessness, dauntlessness, intrepidity, pluck, spirit. Courage, it has been said, is fear that said its prayers. Courage is what makes it possible to hear or sense or receive our and perhaps any calling in the first place. Courage is what makes it possible to consider, create, and live a commitment to and in community, to and in Christ, to and in love, to and in life. Courage is what makes it possible to utter a confession of sin, of faith, of fear, of hope, of love, of daring. Courage is what makes it possible to pray for oneself, for one another, for one's friends and for one's enemies, for healing, for forgiveness, for peace, for community. Courage is what makes it possible to speak out for and work for justice, for affordable housing, for a living wage, for voting rights, for racial equality, for transgender rights, for a woman's right to control her own body, for common sense gun control legislation, for clean air and water and renewable energy. Courage is what makes it possible to speak truth to power while joining the Apostle Paul's astounding confession of faith in his letter to the first century church in Rome. "For I am convinced," wrote Paul, "that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Courage is what makes it possible for one or more from the community to go in search of those at risk of being lost to it. "For what if the point of church," asks Barbara Brown Taylor, "is to go to others when they cannot or will not come to you?" What if the point of church is to go to others when they cannot or will not come to you? Perhaps it is courage that helps us to begin to see that the doors of church, which really are the doors of our hearts, are intended to swing back and forth freely and openly, to propel us out in search of wanderers, in search of wanderers, in search of builders, in search of servants, in search of justice makers, in search of sinners, very much like us and very different from us, so that the community we build and the ways we serve community together in Christ's name begin to look and feel and smell and sound and taste in many small ways, and possibly even in some really big ways, like the very kingdom or realm or kingdom of God. The same kingdom that Jesus came to teach and embody, to build and to serve, even here and even now. Perhaps this kind of courage is at the heart of who we are as a community of faith as we move forward in faith to a future that we feel called to and that we pray may bring glory to God and give us the opportunity to continue to serve and build community in Christ's name. Please, God, we pray that this courage may be in us, even here and even now. Amen and amen.